time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're learning how to develop a perfect pageant physique with celebrity fitness trainer Rocco Castellano of www.askrocco.com. And right before the break, Rocco was telling us that aerobics aren't necessarily the way to go when you want to get pageant ready. So, Rocco, do you suggest that people just do weight training alone, or is the best thing to combine weight training and aerobics?
No.
What do you think?
No, definitely don't do, you can't just do weight training, okay? In order to really develop a symmetry in your body, and what women have been doing for so many years is that they've been trying to take things off of their body, and they're not looking at themselves in the mirror in the right way. So when you look in front of the mirror, you have to look at your body the way that it's supposed to look, but most people don't know that, and they'll be like, oh, well, my hips and my thighs and my butt are so big, I gotta take that fat off, or I gotta take something off of their body. That's not true. Most of the time, you know, most of the women need to build stuff up top. Nobody really has a pear shape. They just have a narrow upper body because they haven't developed a muscle up there, because most women don't believe that they need muscle.
Okay, so you mentioned symmetry, Rocco. What exactly is symmetry, and why is it important?
The way that I develop symmetry, and the way that the women or your listeners should look at symmetry, is if your chest and your hips are the same size. Okay, we've been told that. But your waist needs to be between 8 and 10 inches smaller than your chest and your hips. Okay, 8 to 10 inches smaller. And
so when you mean my chest, Rocco, do you mean my rib cage, or do you mean my bust line at its fullest point?
No, your bust line at its fullest point.
Okay, so that should be the same as my hip measurement, right?
As your hip measurement at its fullest point, yes.
Right. So that would be ideally. They would match. Unfortunately, they don't, Rocco, so I'll have to start working on that. And then my waist should be 8 to 10 inches smaller. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, 8 to 10 inches smaller. Absolutely.
Okay, and is muscular balance, I know that personal trainers talk about muscular balance, is that the same as symmetry?
Yes and no. Okay, muscular balance is not necessarily symmetry, because they're talking about the strength between opposite muscles. So your biceps and your triceps, or your chest and your back. That's what they're talking about, muscular balance. Symmetry, though, with the chest and the hips and your waist, that has to be. But there's also another part. Your neck, your upper arms, and your calves need to be the same size, and most people's aren't.
So say that again. Your neck, your thigh. Your neck, what was it?
Your neck, your upper arm, and your calves need to be the same size.
I had no idea about that one. I had heard the one about the bust line and the hips before, but I never heard about the neck, the upper arm. I'll have to like measure my neck and my calves after the show, Rocco. How does symmetry have an effect on fat loss?
Well, when you have the muscle that you're supposed to have in your upper body, where it's basically balanced with the lower body, the more muscle that you have on your body, the more fat you're going to burn. So for every pound of muscle that you put back on your body, you're gonna expend between 45 to 75 calories at rest when you're doing nothing, sleeping, sitting around. And
I really am a fan of burning calories when I'm sleeping.
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome when you can do that. It's awesome when you're making money while you're sleeping too. It's the same thing. When you're expending calories, you're really buying a better body for yourself. So, when we're able to do that, that's the magic of the formula. But We have to do weight training to help to balance out the body, but then we need to do something called interval training, or I call it high intensity interval training. And that takes the place of your cardio session. And that's what's really important, because interval training cuts your workout time basically in half and up to a third of what you would normally work out in. So,
wow. So let's say a contestant is doing her interval training. She's, you know, she's following all your suggestions. She's doing her interval training, and she's quote unquote pear-shaped. She should focus on developing what muscles of her body in the upper part of her body.
Her chest, her upper chest, her upper back, and her shoulders.
Meaning the bust area, the pectoral muscles.
Yes.
The upper back muscles, and then her shoulder muscles. I hadn't heard shoulder muscles before.
Well, her upper back, her rear delts, the back of her shoulders, and the roundness, the little ball part of the shoulders, is the deltoids, and that's what creates the width. If you have wide hips, you need wide shoulders so that it looks like you have curves and the hourglass figure.
I've heard some trainers tell pear-shaped contestants to stay off the Stairmaster. What do you think?
Well, I think everybody should stay off the Stairmaster, because it's just a really bad piece of exercise equipment. An elliptical is better, a treadmill, or running outside is better. But what happens with women when they're training for pageants is they're trying to take the fat off their legs and their butt, and they exercise that area so much more, and it actually becomes bigger because you're building muscle in that area. And then the more you work it, the bigger it gets, and the smaller or more narrow your upper body looks, and that's what creates the so-called imbalance in your body.
So now let's pretend I'm a contestant. I have great legs. My legs are shapely. Everything looks great. But I have, you know, that square torso with kind of no waist. What should I focus on now to develop symmetry?
Your back and your butt. Anytime that you can make your back look wider and your butt and your hips a little curvier, you create that illusion of having a waist and having curves. That's how we kind of talk about tweaking your body. And that's something that I look at when I'm talking to my clients, and we figure out, because many women out there don't know how to tweak their body, and they'll just have this like rib cage and no waist. And it drives, you know, it absolutely drives them crazy.
Right.
If you work on your back muscles, and your butt and your hips, you will create weight. Your real weight is.
I think we may have lost Rocco. Rocco, are you there? I think we lost you, Rocco. I think we have lost Rocco there. I think we've got some bad weather in the area. Hopefully we can get him back on the line. Right before we lost him, he was talking about contestants who have a square torso with great legs but maybe no waist. And he was talking about the important thing there is to build up the back muscles to create some symmetry and also to add some curves in the hip area as well as the butt area. So I think he's back. Rocco, are you back with us?
Yeah, I don't know what.
We lost you for a moment there, and you were just talking about the square torso. Before we go to break, I have two more that I want to make sure we get in, because like you've got some fascinating stuff here. What should you do if you're one of those contestants, you should pardon the phrase, who has a little junk in her trunk?
Raise that junk. Raise it up. We do a lot of exercises. The reason why it looks so bad is because most women out there, their butt is flat and wide. It basically looks like they have a plate in their butt. And so we want to bring it in, create dimples in the butt, and then raise that butt up and then add more muscle to the butt so that the fat goes away. The more muscle that you have in the butt, the more fat you're going to burn in that area.
So okay, I want you to know that every listener is wondering how you raise the butt. What exercise is that?
Lunges on the same leg. Don't alternate. Do not alternate the, the lunges. Same leg, 25 to 35 reps, and mountain climbers. You have to do mountain climbers. If you don't know what a mountain climber is, go to my website. There's demonstration videos, but you have to do mountain climbers.
Okay, so we all need to go to the website to look up what mountain climbers are, because I know I sure don't. I have a contestant who's very slender. She's a very slender girl. She's in great shape, but her legs are really thin and underdeveloped, and some people call them chicken legs. She refers to them as chicken legs. What exercises should she be doing to balance out, because her legs look far too thin for the rest of her body?
Well, the same thing. Lunges on the same leg, but doing high reps. See, we have been told that we're supposed to do 3 sets of 10 or 2 sets of 12. Women with chicken legs that need to build those legs up need to be doing very, very high reps. So she may need to be doing 45 reps or 50 reps, more high reps, and only 2 sets at 45 to 50 reps. Also stairs. If you can climb stairs 2 at a time, at least 6 flights, and do it, 5 to 6 times, you'll start to build all of that.
So we've talked a lot about a lot of great exercises. How important is nutrition to achieving that pageant look and your optimum fat loss?
Nutrition plays a very big part, but me as a personal trainer, I can't. That's beyond my scope of practice. I usually send people to a nutrition. I can suggest stuff, but a nutrition. If you're exercising correctly and you're exercising at the right intensity, diet doesn't play that much of a role. But that's what we've been told, and women have been dieting for how many millions of years now, it just seems like. And they always go towards the food route because that's the easiest to control. But if you're exercising, to watch every single thing that you eat. But eating sensibly, don't be depriving yourself of everything, but eating sensibly and taking in more vegetables and absolutely drinking as much water as you possibly can is really one of the secrets to fat loss. I mean, if you can drink a minimum of a third of your body weight in ounces, that's going to help. And then if you can go up to at least half of your body weight in ounces, you're going to be burning fat like crazy.
Wow, that's great to know. I know a lot of our listeners have personal trainers available to them in their areas, but some people don't, or maybe it doesn't work for their schedule or their budget. What resources are available on your website to help people get started today on getting that pageant fitness physique?
Well, I have a video or a DVD called The Winning Image, and that's on my website. I also have the Lose 30 in 30 program that was based on the on the TV show Made. You can go to lose30in30.com or just go to askrocco.com, askrocco.com. And I do consultations all the time for girls over the web. I have clients as far as Thailand and the Philippines, and I get on the phone with them and we do everything over the web. And I can create that perfect body from my office, but But the women have to be willing and are committed to doing what I tell them. I mean, it's not, this is not a democracy, ever. It's
they have to do what they're told. Is that what you're saying, Rocco?
Yes, and that's something that I'm not sure that everybody wants to be told what to do, but that's just the way that I work.
I've been watching the Olympics this week, and I'm just amazed at how the coaches tell them what to do, and they go out there and they do it, and then they win. Well, you know, whether the story is about Michael Phelps and how he won the 8 gold medals, I heard that the secret to his success was this incredibly structured training program that he follows, that his coach, I can't remember his last name, but I know his first name is Bob, that his coach gave him. And they say that that's the secret to his success, as well as the girl who won the gold in all around, Nastia Lutkin, I think is her name. She's been following this very regimented program. So I assume it's the same thing, right, Rocco?
Well, in pageant, it's exactly the same thing. For you to win anything, you need to be disciplined. And you need to actually create a schedule and a structure. You can't just go into pageants thinking, oh, well, I'm going to wing this. Because you can only get so far on your natural abilities. And then, as you know, as a pageant coach and a pageant interview coach, you can speak well. But if you don't have the body or the grace on stage, you're done. Just pack it in. You know, but there's so, when I coach, like women for pageants in the body part, I also tell them, you gotta make sure that you get this in your head at least 6 months before the competition. You can't just wing it.
Right, and I think that's really, really great advice for anyone. Well, we've been talking with pageant fitness guru Rocco Castellano, who's been great fun for us today. To learn more about Rocco or sign up for his newsletter or get a list of radio broadcasts in your area, just visit his website at www.askrocco.com. We're going to take another short break, and I'll be right back to answer your pageant coach questions here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you frustrated shopping for your pageant wardrobe in stores where the selection is limited, is outrageously priced, or just not pageant worthy? Purchase your pageant wardrobe from someone who can help you find exactly what's right to fit your look, personality, and budget. Someone who understands your needs. After all, she is a former national title holder herself. Nerita Stefanos, owner of My Crown and Closet and Mrs. American Queen 2006, knows the pageant world and knows what it takes to put together a winning wardrobe, even on a limited budget. Visit MyCrownAndCloset.com today to find out for yourself. My Crown and Closet carries all the top pageant designers, including Giovanni, Sherry Hill, Tony Bowles, and lots more. Nerita can help put together your winning look in all areas of the competition. With personalized customer service and a caring touch, My Crown and Closet is a winning combination. Visit MyCrownAndCloset.com today and develop the winning look to capture that crown. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.